So, you have a movie idea for me?
Yes, sir, I kind of do.
Kind of?
Well, I was pitching a commercial to the people at LEGO and they were like, this is kind of long, so I was like, maybe it could be a movie.
So your movie idea is just a really long commercial for LEGO?
Right, we make an extended commercial and call that a movie. It'd be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Don't get me wrong, I love product placements, but usually we try to be a little subtle about it.
Well, I figured maybe if the entire movie is one big product placement, then maybe people will forget that we're trying to sell them toys.
Oh, that's kind of evil.
Maybe, but if it works, we're gonna make a ton of money.
Oh, making money is tight. Hail Satan.
What?
Oh, you're kind of freaking me out, you freaky boy.
So what happens in the movie?
Well, we're gonna follow Emmett, the main LEGO product.
Don't you mean character?
No. So anyway, there's a prophecy that says that Emmett is the special, kind of like a chosen one.
Sounds kind of like the plot of The Matrix.
Oh no, this is nothing like The Matrix.
It's not?
No, it's just about a plain loner guy that meets an edgy, badass-looking girl, and she tells him about a prophecy of a chosen one. Then he finds out that his world isn't what he thought it was, and his whole perception of reality is shattered. And then there's this wise trainer guy that's super into the Chosen One prophecy, and they go inside the main guy's head for training. There's also a ruthless law enforcement type with sunglasses that's after him. There's sentinels that attack everyone, and the main guy is gonna seemingly die, but then come back to life with the ability to see reality in a whole new way, and basically has superpowers now.
That sounds a lot like the plot of The Matrix.
No, see, Batman is in this.
Oh, Batman is in this. Okay, Batman's not in The Matrix.
Right.
So what else happens in the commercial?
Well, Emmett is gonna stumble upon this thing called the Piece of Resistance, and that's gonna give him, like, a magical vision.
Oh, very cool.
But then later, we're gonna find out that the entire prophecy was made up by this LEGO product, Vitruvius.
So how did the piece give him a vision?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Yeah, the thing is, at the end of the commercial, we're gonna find out that the whole thing was kind of playing out in the imagination of a child.
Oh, so things don't actually have to make sense.
Exactly. A little screenwriting gift I gave to myself.
Very smart.
Yeah, so basically, the whole movie, the main LEGO product's gonna jump from crazy place to crazy place and meet a whole bunch of other LEGO products.
So is there anything else I should know about the story?
Not really. Everything's gonna move so fast and have so many joke attempts that the audience won't be able to focus on anything.
Oh, it's like ADD the movie.
Yeah, it's gonna be like flipping through a LEGO catalog while an action movie plays in the background and someone shines a strobe light in your eyes.
I love it.
And then you get to the end of the catalog and Will Ferrell walks in and you're like, I guess this was nice.
So you said this is all kind of happening in a kid's imagination?
Yeah, it's gonna be a big twist. Emmett's gonna end up in the real world where it turns out this kid was playing with his dad's LEGO products the whole time.
Okay.
And Emmett's gonna start moving around to get the kid's attention.
In the real world?
Yeah.
So it's not all in the kid's imagination?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Anyway, the dad's gonna get mad because his kid did a bunch of weird stuff with his LEGO products.
Oh, doing weird stuff with LEGO products is tight.
But then he's gonna bond with him because he did a bunch of weird stuff with his LEGO products.
Oh, did the kid do something to change his mind?
No, but there was like a battle in LEGO world or something.
I'm very confused about how the real world stuff works.
Me too, but if you don't think about it at all, it has kind of a nice heartfelt message.
What's the message?
That you shouldn't follow instructions?
Don't the LEGO products we're trying to sell come with instructions?
Right, but kids should disregard those, I guess.
Okay.
But also, sometimes it's good to follow the rules.
What?
And also, everyone is special.
Kind of a lot of messages going on here.
And people should avoid getting brainwashed by mass media and corporations.
I'm not sure we're in the best position to be preaching about that.
Well, we're gonna preach about that.
Well, alright then.
So what do you think?
Well, I still think it's gonna be tough to trick people into coming to watch a feature-length commercial, you know?
I guess.
I mean, people always skip commercials on TV and YouTube pre-roll ads.
Yeah, I guess we are asking them to pay to come watch a really long one.
But I suppose we can give it a shot and see if it works.
Great.
And oh man, if people fall for this, we're gonna make a ton of commercials.
Cha-ching! Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. If you liked it, please give it a like and share it on Facebook and Twitter. Also, let me know in the comments section what other movie you'd like to see a pitch for. And as always, check back soon for a new one. We'll see you next time.